Blog Talk Radio.
Running your mouth, I put my feet to your teeth.
R-G-O-D, I got leash. Pharaoh Craig, don't come in peace. Leave a phantom on the street. Hey, but I'm trying to push if I don't talk to feds. I don't got no cover for the walking dead. I'm surprised your world ain't in the coffin yet.
All I see is dead.
Bullets on top of the ocean. I go to war by my partner.
Our friends and our enemies. Everybody is here. As many of you know, last March, when it was announced that I was no longer in the Black Muslim movement, it was pointed out that it was my intention to work among the 22 million non-Muslim Afro-American and to try and form some type of organization or create a situation where the young people, our young people, the students and others, could study the problems of our people for a period of time and then come up with a new analysis and give us some new ideas and some new suggestions as to how to approach a problem that too many other people have been playing around with for too long. And that we would have some kind of meeting and determine at a later date whether to form a Black Nationalist Party or a Black Nationalist Army.
All I see is dead people.
Yo, we play the same old game.
I see that people.
Right?
Yeah.
We lose for the fame.
I see
right?
That people.
We forget about the reason why we're here to fight. Right? And I want to take them back. In memory of.
Take it back. When niggas could rap. Niggas wasn't just spitting on tracks. Plenty of us were kicking the back. And didn't stutter, we didn't do that. We was up and delivering packs. We sat together to sit in the back. Unified, but it seemed like unity died when the music died. I just wanna take them back to how we used to ride. Back when niggas used to say my brother used to die. And now we smoked out, taking the broke route. And thinking we getting paid, but even you niggas say. Money ain't the fame, but you want it. Slave in the chain, but you flaunt it. Music ain't the remedy it's supposed to be. How are you gonna hear me with your shoulder lean? You think you got it right, but you don't know a thing. Think you original, you singing what you told to sing. You really are a slave to this, but you okay, cause you say you getting paid for this. And they caught you again with that paper trick. They like, take this nigga, now go and make me rich. Say on steak and fish, you eating bacon, bitch. But you made it, kid, yeah, you famous, kid. And you gained the world, but you lost your soul. And you ain't even getting to see that pot of gold. Oh Lord, I'm a lion in these streets. Three stars on my head like Orion in these streets. Trying to get my people woke, cause they dying in their sleep. And we up against scars, cause he's lying, he ain't king.
Hey,
and I grew up with good intentions. So don't think I'm trying to hurt you. Hey, I know they say the truth will hurt you. But I'm the universe, it'll do commercials. Everybody fending for themselves. Nigga really was a captain, put that penny on the belt. And he think he finna pass, but he really finna fail. Cause it really wasn't real, but he really couldn't tell. And I'm laying on the floor. I ain't worried about it cause I got my hands on the rope. I know if I make a move, Uncle Sam on the note. It probably bugging my house, but I stamp on the roach. Elevated music, put a ramp on the floor. Tramp on the folks, get niggas a sample and go. Super fan on the yoke, I stand on the phone. Think I care about you, spend a band on the coat.
Play.
I wake up to my hands shaking. Voices in my head say I can't save them. I can't fail too strong and I can't break it. These niggas never finna leave the plantation. But I can't afford them thoughts. Guess it's just the board I walk. By the sword I live. Hey, and by the sword I talk.
I
learn from my strengths. Yeah, the more I fall, the more I fall. But
There are no more 144,000. Everybody's down and out, and there's no more love. It's like the dumbest of games. All they want is the fame. We become, wait, I don't know what we become. I wonder will Jesus come, or are we just dumped it? We create a problem we can't fix. How do we change this? How do we call him the name and we don't know the language? Everything's just tainted. And mama used to say it was gonna get better. Used to hold me close, she told me those stories the oldies told. And I remember Granny now, I remember always standing out. I remember Martin Luther King on a walking through the scenes of a movie still playing, still marching to his dream. And everyone knew it would never come true. We would never be a part of America too. But honey band, right? Honey band. Y'all niggas making all them songs on honey band. And ain't make a comment on Sandra Plant. Hey man, let that sink in, man. We don't care.
Let that
sink in, nigga.
You dead.
I'ma take it back. When niggas could rap, niggas wasn't just spitting on tracks. Plenty of us were kicking the facts. And didn't study, we didn't do that. Cause we was up in delivering packs. We sat together to sit in the back. To unify. But it seemed like unity died when the music died. I just wanna take them back to how we used to ride. Back when niggas used to say my brother used a guy. And now we smoked out, taking the broke route. And thinking we getting paid. Even you niggas say, money ain't a thing, but you want it. You a slave in the chain, but you flaunt it. Music ain't the remedy it's supposed to be. How are you gonna heal me with your shoulder lean? You think you got it right, but you don't know a thing. Think you original, you singing what you told to sing. You really are a slave to this, but you okay, cause you said you getting paid for this. And they caught you again with the paper trick. They like, hey, this nigga not gonna make me rich. Wake up.
Yo,
and you gained your world. And you lost your soul.
Lies the future.
And you will never
here
get to see that
the future, yeah.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. You're tuned in to Divine Mothers Radio. We're getting a late start for this Freedom Friday, but I am here. So for those of you who are listening in online, the call-in number is 347-850-1049. If at any time you should want to call in, if you had a comment or something, you can just push 1 on your phone's keypad, and I can open up your mic and let you get in on the conversation. I was asked to do a show about Jay Helm on tonight. Not necessarily the whole show, but I was asked to do a little bit of talking about Jay Helm. You know, and I think that is an interesting thing that I was asked to do this because I've been finding out information, you know, that things moving. There's a lot of movement. A lot of movement in a lot of places. And what's so interesting about it is a lot of people are not really paying attention to what's going on. So everybody is expecting that things are just business as usual. And the truth of the matter is there's a little more going on than that. But energy-wise on the planet, I think everything is cool. It can definitely be great or dreadful, as I continue to say. That choice is up to everybody. You know, you do have control over the direction that you are allowing yourself to go in during this walk. You don't have to stay in a negative energy. You don't have to stay in the negative swing of things. You can direct the energy as you need. And in these days, it's more easy to think of something and have it come right to you, you know, within a 3-day time period. Some of us have mastered it down to less than that. So with things moving as rapidly like that, I think that before we got into the talk about the other things that are happening that are negative on the planet, I wanted to kind of give light to some of the positive things that are moving. And everything that we are aware of is a choice, you know, as to which energy we're going to allow to control us. Or which energy is going to govern our movements or how we feel or any of those types of things. We can acknowledge that things are going on. And if it's a situation where we can't do anything about it, then, you know, the best thing is to change from within. And in doing so, you do not partake in negative energy that does not suit you. You do not partake in all the things that bring you heartache. You just don't do those things. And it's just that easy. And, you know, as soon as you go through that span of time where you release something, then now something that will serve you better and can come into that space. And I wanted to share that because that's how I'm moving. And when I come across others' paths, if they are moving in that way, then they can comprehend. You know, but if a lot of people are not moving in that way, a lot of people are rocking in the boat. Their boat is swaying and they're rocking with it, as opposed to just knowing that there's a storm brewing around on the outside of the boat, but it has nothing to do with the inside. That is the difference that I notice that is happening, and I do my best to kind of guide people to a space where they can maneuver through whatever things you may be facing. Because there's a lot of energy active on the planet right now, a lot of it. And it seems like people are getting more and more far-fetched in what's going on, as opposed to centering themselves. When things get chaotic, you should pull in. Not look outside for answers, not search outside amongst people, you know, but you have to pull in order to gain the stability that you need to go through what's happening in these shifts on this planet. You know, and there's going to be turbulence and there are going to be waves. Those things are written. You can see waves, though, pass by you, or you can allow yourself to get caught up in waves. That choice would still be on you. But there is an option. You don't have to get caught up in the negative swing of things. I see that my co-host has made it on the line. Jasmine, you there?
Hey,
amazing. I said, girl, we'll be done. This whole story will be flipped around, leaving it up to me. The whole tone will be gone somewhere else. Leave it in my hands if you want to.
Oh my goodness. So what I missed?
I was just explaining. No, you didn't. Not at all. I was only prior to getting into the Jade Helm side of things, I was just sharing that, you know, this is a great and dreadful day, but you don't have mm-hmm. to partake in that negative energy. You can, mm-hmm. you know, you can acknowledge it without allowing it to sway you. You know, you can see what's going on and not partake in it. You can choose to do something else. Because mm-hmm. I'm floating, and it's a couple of people that are riding on that energy, and those people overstand. But for some who are, like I said, at the example I gave, they're inside the boat and they're rocking with the boat. Instead of acknowledging that there's a storm outside, you know, that's rocking the boat and it has nothing to do with what's on the inside, they're rocking mm-hmm. with it. So in order to find balancement in that, you can simply choose to not deal with that. You know, you can choose the path that you want to be on, even in the midst of us hearing the things that we're going to be hearing. And we're going to be hearing some stuff, y'all, because I've been hearing some stuff. So we're going to be seeing some stuff, too, from if it goes according to what I'm hearing. So it's like, how do you get the world prepared for change that no one could conceive? You know, so I just wanted to share that point because I stay centered. I stay centered. Mm-hmm. I don't give in to the highs or the lows. I can't do that because I'll swing the pendulum. You know, if I get elated or overly joyed by what I see coming and I'm feeling and everything is in alignment, then that pendulum is going to have to swing the opposite direction also. You know, and I'm not looking for that swing back. I'll stay in the center. And I acknowledge what's going on, and I'm grateful for it, you know, and it's like, yes, you know, seeing the fruit of your labor in regards to spiritual work, you know, and I just stay centered. And if something happens that is what some would look at as negative, like my phone went down, and my phone was down for 3 days. And most people say, well, why don't you just don't pay your bill? I was like, you know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just a simple thing is, why don't you just pay the bill? And I was like, phone went down for a reason. So I let it stay down for 3 days. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, it came back up. But it was just me choosing to be that way. I think somebody's at the door. Excuse me, y'all. I know that's kind of rude. Yeah, somebody is arriving.
Oh, okay.
This has been an interesting day. It's been happening. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. All right. No problem. Hey, Radio Land. I hope you guys hear me very well. I am here. Everything's great. Everything's moving in a positive way for me, and I'm staying in this vortex. And like Divine was talking about, you know, you either I'm thinking you can join in, or you cannot let that stuff affect you. And with Jade Helm, it's like a chaotic thing that they're trying to impose upon the country. And they have these key military exercises. Now, there is going to be a lot of chaos, as you can see with what's going on with the political arena right now with Trump and his bullshit and everybody else and their bullshit. And for those that you all are voting, I hope you have fun with that. There's going to be a lot of stuff that is going to be unspoken. And this, people don't know about Jade Helm or the military exercises, but if you pay attention to two things. Pay attention to the skies and pay attention to the noises that you hear, different noises. Just pay attention. Like this morning, a friend of mine called me and said to me, did you see what's in the sky? Go outside of your office and look at the sky. And I said, okay. So I'm running outside with my phone. I said, hold on. Run outside. And I said, the clouds are moving pretty fast. And he said, they're zooming in Texas. I was like, very interesting. He said, clouds don't normally move that fast. You know, you usually see them. They're moving. They look like big cotton balls or whatever. They were moving on that end. And then I went to proceed to ask him about the flooding situation in different places. He said they didn't have it where he was, but he had heard about it or whatever. And then I asked him if he had heard about Jay Helm or if he knew anything about any of that. And he said, no. And I said, well, that's something that I'm hoping that we'll talk about tonight. So I'm hoping he's on the line. But I also talked to another friend. I asked her, I said, you don't know anything about Jay Helm? She said, never heard of it. And see, a lot of things out here, we're not in the know, guys. There, the media is put in place to only tell you a few things, right? They're only there to feed you the lies that they're paid to feed you, okay, and not the truth. A lot of times you have to do research on your own, and a lot of times stuff will come across your news feed that you didn't mention or you didn't Google it or look for it, but Google is recording everything that you say, do, and probably the camera is probably looking at me at Google headquarters right now, okay? So there are a lot of things that come across your phone you're not even paying attention to. And you're like, oh, I was just thinking about that. No, you spoke about it a few days ago, and then some type of advertisement comes up and something that you wanted to buy, and there you go, you buy it. And that's fine, but just we're not paying attention to the little things like this little apparatus that we have called a phone that a lot of people need. And I understand that we all, this day and age, you need a cell phone. You need communication, let's put it like that. You need to have some type of communication, not necessarily this type, but you need to have some type of communication. But with all that said, the little things are sneaking by. Like here where I stay, I stay in a small town outside of Atlanta, and there was a train that came through, not a military train, just a regular, like I think it's CSX or what Southern, I'm not sure what railway, but came through with about 300 military vehicles on it. We had tanks, we had the Humvees, we had some type of military style station, small temporary station. They're on this train moving through these small towns. And I'm sitting up here looking. I don't pull the car over to look at it. And I'm steady counting. And I'm looking, and this thing is moving through. People are not paying attention, you know, going about their daily, whatever. There's also a place that used to be a chicken farm that's not too far from me. It says it's for sale. Okay, fine. For sale, no problem. Right here near the railroad track, there is a brand new electrical fence about 3 feet in of the barbed wire fence, and it still says for sale. And there's a Suburban truck that sits out there all night long until in the morning every day to guard that. But the sign says for sale. Now, why is this Suburban truck here? I don't understand that. Brand new electrical fence. Okay.
Wow.
Then they haven't sold it. Nobody's looked at it. It still looks like it's abandoned. But you got this brand new fence. Nobody's paying attention. Is everybody still going about their day? And see, and this is the thing I say, where we have to pay attention to what's not being said, what's being moved. This is not normal to have 300 military vehicles, and that's what I counted. Okay, 300 military vehicles on a train coming through this town in Georgia, headed, let's see, it looked like it was headed east. I'm looking at it, and it's just moving, and nobody stopped, nobody paying attention. It's just like, oh, well, you know, okay, whatever, this is not normal. There are double-stacked cars now coming in, and I'm looking, and I'm like, why are these double-stacked? Why are they stopping at this place where the chicken farm used to be? Okay? It stopped right there just about every morning. There's a train right there. So I'm sitting up there looking like, okay. All right, every morning, because we roll out about 7:15, and this train is here, double stack. And I get home about 4:45, coming back the same way, and there's another train, double stack. So
wow.
It's just little stuff like that, and I'm not trying to make anybody paranoid or scared or anything like that, but I'm just saying pay attention. Give a little bit more attention to your surroundings and your environment, and just look, not to alarm anyone, but just pay attention. And I learned to pay attention a long time ago when my ex-husband now scared the shit out of me in the parking deck. And he was like, you need to learn how to pay attention, Jazz, because anybody could have came and got you and did anything to you. You're too trusting. Ever since then, that was about damn near 20 years ago, I've been paying attention. Because that ain't going to happen to me. I'm not going to get caught off guard anymore. That's just not going to happen. So I'm just, I beseech everyone just to pay a little bit more attention to your surroundings. Something could be out of place or different. That wasn't here like this yesterday, or when did they install that camera? Because, you know, Big Brother is looking. If y'all pay attention to these police cameras that have a blue light on the top, that's not just for show, sweetheart. Those are, you know, police cameras. We have intersections that have damn near 27 cameras right there to catch everything, to do the facial recognition, to catch your tag, everything, all of it. And that every time I get to a light, I try to look down a little bit because if you have a hat on, they really can't catch your face or whatever. But if you look directly up, they got your face. Because I have a camera phone like that. As soon as I look into it, it takes the picture. So it's a lot of little things. Just start putting stuff together, you know, and start doing your research.
And there is movement because I just saw a post that went up a couple days ago where there were several Costco trucks in a line on the expressway. These trucks were being guided by the police, you know what I mean, down the interstate. Right behind the Costco trucks was Coca-Cola trucks, several of them, several Walmart trucks. Then it came back with Costco trucks, several of these vehicles. Then it had some that were unmarked, you know, but they were all being guided by the police down the expressway. I mean, yards and yards. All you see is trucks and trucks and trucks and trucks. But I do remember a lot of things being said. And then there's just been an uncovering of some maps, right? And these maps tell you certain tunnels that are in the ground. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that there is in use a particular tunnel where you can drive from here clean across the country, you know what I'm saying, underground. So that was one of the questions that was posed with the person that posted this video. It's like, are they headed to the tunnels? And they were trying to figure out, like, where expressway it was and where the entrance to the tunnel was and all of that stuff. So there is definitely movement going on, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you pay attention, a lot of things aren't the way they're supposed to be. Like, even in the neighborhood that I'm in, they put up police lights. And then they moved them around. I thought that was interesting, too, that they're shifting them. They also did an adjustment to the lights. There used to be regular, like, I don't know the name of the halogen lights, had the orangish tint to it. Mm-hmm. Now they have these bright white lights, and I can't remember. Yeah, it's for a reason, though. I can't remember what it is. Like, the blue lights, when they install those blue lights at the colleges and stuff, it brings calming energy. I can't remember what the white one does. But they switched out all of the lights. And now they're putting in all of these cameras, and they're switching them around. And like I said, we're seeing new vehicles with new colored lights. I don't know if they're emergency vehicles, if they're UFO vehicles. I don't know what they are. But I've not had anyone to confirm what they are either, with the gold and the lime green lights. What type of vehicles are those? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No one is saying that. They don't know. But I agree. People really do need to pay attention, because just because they're out there looking like they're working on your power pole does not mean that that's what's happening. That's how they're moving. And they're moving in such a way that it's underneath everybody knows, but still in plain sight. But we're so busy, you know, that we don't see it. Not paying attention to what is going on. So in regards to Jay Helm, I know that I hadn't looked into it since we were covering it last year. We were talking about it and all the plans that they were having. And it's amazing that even now still you're saying to me that there are people that have no knowledge of what that is. And remember when we were looking into it, a lot of people didn't know what it was. You know, but you had some people that were in Texas that definitely knew, because remember they were saying that things were a lot worse in Texas than what the media was even saying. That things were happening there, you know, and that it made them not even want to be there anymore. So those drills they showed us, and my question had come, this was last year in 2015 for everybody that's listening. They had said that they were going to do drills, that Jay Helm was an actual drill for how to handle large, you know, hostage type of emergency situations crap. But they did the drills for the drill, and I'm trying to figure out how that works. Jay Helm was in July scheduled. So how do you do a drill before July for the Jay Helm, which is the drill? You see what I'm saying?
That part, I don't even know. And Jay Helm, too, has already started.
That's interesting. And I'm looking at this thing that I pulled up here, and they were talking about Texas. And they said that that person says that they warned Texas last spring that they were in danger and that they were going to need to prepare to defend themselves and that they would be singled out for martial law. You know what I'm saying? That law enforcement, and it says that it appears that they were correct. There are some things happening in Texas, and I know that Texas is really not a part of the 50 states. Even though we got it listed, it did not join up again once the U.S. went bankrupt and took control over every other state. Texas did not join. So that's why Texas has its whole independent, you know what I'm saying, we're going to carry guns, we're going to keep our own gold, we don't care what your rules are because they're sovereign from the United States. But now they're the target because they cannot push it through with one state in the middle of it opposing. They can't successfully do what they want to do unless there is cooperation of all the states that's here, all of the land. So that's the problem that they are having, Texas. So that's why you're going to see a lot of stuff, and you've been seeing a lot of floods. You know what I'm saying? The ground shaking in Texas. All kind of stuff is popping off in Texas because they are being targeted now because of the fact that they will not cooperate. They're just not going down with whatever it is that they're saying they want to do right now with the whole martial law thing. They're not with it. And because they're not because they are sovereign from the U.S., they don't have to get down like that. There's nothing they can do to force them. Now, if your land is flooded and everybody has to move out, then, you know, problem solved. You see what I'm saying? Or if something major goes down and there's an attack, and you can even lock down the areas around your area, then, you know, that's another whole thing. That's what they mean by defend themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's going to pop off just like that.
Right. And Jade Helm for Radioland, it is not called Jade Helm 16. Please look up UWEX. And UWEX is standing for unconventional, let me see, hold on.
Warfare exercise.
Unconventional warfare exercise. So they have changed the name because people have been searching it and learning about it, and now they've changed it to unconventional warfare exercise, UWEX, I believe. But yeah,
right.
And I'm sitting here reading. There was a letter. It's called the Uncommon Sense Show. Uncommon Sense Show.com, and look it up for yourself. And I'm sitting here reading. It says, "What lies in the immediate future for Helm 16, aka UWEX?" And this was a letter, I believe, that this person received. And he says, "It says, Dear Dave, thank you for your coverage of last year's Jade Helm 15. Although I didn't realize then, we have a lot to be afraid of when it comes to J2 or UWEX, as they are calling the next phase of Jade Helm 15. I have a family member who is serving in special ops. We recently met with him for lunch, and he was as white as a ghost. He told us that he is expected to extract domestic terrorists and take them to an impromptu detention facility. At that facility, they are expected to train foreign troops to take over the detention of prisoners. This is what you wrote about last summer about the Army Reserves in Michigan. His best friend is training for guerrilla warfare inside of Texas. Is J2 going to be what all of us were afraid was happening in Jade Helm 15? Please do not publish my name or email address." This is what we're looking at, people. And there are other letters here and things of that nature, but do your own research. Don't believe us. Do your own research. Look into it further and see what you find. Because there are a lot of things. It's nothing to, be all scared and paranoid, schizophrenic, but just pay attention. Just pay a little bit more of attention. Your normal everyday task, you might want to change them up just a little bit. Just a little bit. So to sit up here and they're training foreign troops, domestic terrorists. Really? So this is what you're going to call the people. They are now called domestic terrorists. Anyone could be labeled as that.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
ahead.
It says, what did they learn from Jade Helm 15? It says the answer is simple. We learned that Jade Helm 15 was about moving men and material to key positions in the country where these resources could be better utilized in the following three ways. One is dissident extraction, conducted by special operation forces. I think they mean to say conducted by special operation forces. It says number two, martial law enforcement. Number three, providing a cover for the preparation and mobilization which will be needed for World War III. So all this movement that we're seeing, you know what I'm saying? They had to have a so-called drill that they told everybody that they were preparing for to have an excuse to for us to say that there is a reason for them bringing all these tanks and trucks and all this other shit that we've been seeing. You know what I mean? If they tell you they're having a drill, then, of course, you'd be like, oh, they're doing a drill. But it says that it wasn't supposed to launch until July of 2015, when, in fact, it launched in March. That's right, because it was March when I actually watched the drill. And I said, how are they doing a drill for a drill? That shit crazy. It don't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Because the drill is the preparation. So you did a preparation for the preparation. That's just lies. You know, and they show, they had scenes of them walking large amounts of people across the street into like stores that were closed down and locking them down in there and, you know, all of that crazy stuff. But they said that it also opened, it was the official opening of FEMA camps. Mm-hmm. When they had the J-Helm exercises, that was the official opening of the camps. Now, the camp's been around. You got people like your Alex Jones, and there's another dude that did the research on the ICE agents and the FEMA camps that are located in. There's one in Texas that the people that they didn't know that there was an extended stay residential complex in that mug, had children behind the barbed wire fence and everything. You know what I mean? And so they've been here, but now it's like officially, I guess they've gotten all the locations down packed that they're going to be using. It says Camo Grayling, a known FEMA camp, was a site of massive training for the Michigan Army Reservists and the Michigan National Guard early last spring. That they said that they were training for a GITMO type of duty. I don't know what that is. I don't do military. A Gitmo type of duty, whatever that is. It says everyone should Google FM3-39.4. And it says, and as I stated in April of 2015, make sure you are seated as you read this Army Field Manual FM3-39.4. Says there is one reporter who is misleadingly plagiarizing what they wrote. Okay, that's something else about the information that's leaked. These are government documents that they just gave y'all to Google.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that it tied directly into J-Helm activities. And it's interesting, and I know that we hear a lot of talk about things and conspiracy theories and stuff like this, but I'm going to say to y'all, this one here is real. It's something moving, you know what I'm saying? And we beyond the scope of time that I heard with my ears. The scope of time that I heard with my ears ended the last day of last year. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like way overdue. But they're still preparing. And these people are not going to spend time and money taking troops and all these other people that they're going to have to assist with whatever this situation is. They wouldn't spend time and energy doing it if it wasn't to be utilized. They wouldn't lie to their people about what it is that they're getting ready to do if they're going to use them. Now, they might lie to the ones who don't know what's going on, because you're not doing anything anyway. But if you're called into action for something and you're being prompted for it, then trust that it's for a purpose that it's all going down. You know, and these big cities are going to be some of the major issues. So we know that Texas has that there's going to be an issue with Texas. I think everybody need to keep their eyes on Texas anyway. You know, because there's a lot happening there.
Yes.
A lot happening. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you, it said precipitating incidents, and this is the same. This is the same website, and it says what will set all of this in motion. It would require a national, international crisis, most likely of an economic basis. Yesterday, I published an article in which I detailed how Wells Fargo is planning for an imminent banking collapse, and a soon financial crisis will follow. Norscom has already practiced for this, and their plan is to cut off escape in a city-by-city basis. Extraction teams will arrest key and anticipated dissenters using special operation forces. Apparently, part of the new scenario involves anticipated local police and military units who are not on board with this planned and brutal subjugation of the American people. There was one thing that really stuck out right here. He had a notable event, and he says, after I published part one of this series, I came under extreme attack. Two of my computer hard drives were crashed, my phone service was interrupted, and I was distributing part one. Facebook suspended my account. I have concluded that someone did not want this story to be told. The Common Sense Show will remain vigilant as UWEX unfolds this spring. So, this is, I'm saying that to say, you guys be careful. We're giving you information, but, you know, be careful because people are listening. They're wanting to do stuff. I mean, they're talking about crashing the banks. And I've heard about, you know, the bank and everything. I've heard about that. So, and it's funny, he just said something about Wells Fargo. I've seen they have a lot of commercials for Wells Fargo. They have a lot of commercials for Come On, Be in the Bank, you know, all of this stuff and everything. Be mindful and be knowledgeable of what's going on and what's happening. Okay? So just be prepared, be knowledgeable, and be mindful. Just pay attention to everything. Because, like, Divine, it's happened to Divine. It's happened to this guy where they take your stuff and mess it up. It's happened to me.
Hell
I got kicked out of social media because for saying things, because I'm saying things that's not, that falls in line with the agenda. You know what I'm saying? So if I can take it all the way back to Bait, you all, if anybody remembers Bait with Jamie Foxx, go and see that movie. Go watch that movie. They implanted him with some type of something, some type of chip in him to watch him, to see him, see if he could take them somewhere to find, I don't know if it was gold or what, but they kept watching him. They kept doing things. They were doing stuff to his account, doing stuff to his family and stuff like that. And he was thinking it was on his own accord, or he just, you know, magically hit the lottery. I think I remember him going to the ATM and there was all kinds of money in there, you know, because they said they wanted to follow him or do whatever. And I was watching this movie, and this has been a long time ago, Enemy of the State. When they came, when they did that movie, and they had Will Smith in that lingerie shop, and they did it from the satellite all the way down to the contents of the bag, I knew then that something was happening. Something was happening. And I noticed also, if you guys remember, Yahoo used to be on top, not Google. Now it's flipped. Google's on top, not Yahoo. So just pay attention and just think back a few years ago how it was, how things have changed. There was even there have been so many movies that have led up to this point. They have a computer called Watson that IBM created, and they want Watson to be a super computer where it thinks for itself. And it feels like there is a threat, then it will eliminate that threat. That's from the movie Eagle Eye. If you guys have ever seen Eagle Eye, that's another movie that you need to see. Because Eagle Eye was created to eliminate threats. Eagle Eye was having things launched and deployed, and people think it was going through the stoplights. All of the where the cameras, it was catching everything to find people. Just and now you notice that we have a lot of cameras everywhere. Big Brother is watching. Big Brother's always watching.
Even on your phones, because we think that because we have our phones turned off, that it's turned off. What most people don't pay attention to is that they're listening to everything you say. If you have Facebook Messenger, you know what I mean. They can access all of your text messages, your photos. They can access your camera with your phone being off and still see inside the dwelling where your phone is. They tell you that in the small print, but, you know, a lot of people don't understand where we are in the whole plan of things. It's like everything, just because you don't see it being talked about a lot doesn't mean it's not being used. And they got us conveniently using these cell phones because we have created our lives around it. Oh, it's quicker. I can know where the children are. You know, all these things as reasonings behind us needing them. And then they use those same devices to spy on us. And they'll jam you up, you know, say the wrong thing. It's a database of like over 1,000 words that if you just say one of the words, it reroutes your whole conversation to the FBI database and they watch what you're saying. So, I mean, even words like that, you know what I mean? So it's like we don't pay attention to the fact that this is a whole operation. We don't see how long they've been setting this whole thing up. We go on social media. And I mean, I like Facebook. Facebook is Facebook. But the thing that tweaked my nerves about it is that they know that some people look at Facebook like it's real life. Like, me and my brother have a battle. Like, I tell that dude, yo, it's virtual reality. It's not even real. Like, why do you get attached to the stuff that you see? And then I see some videos where people will be fighting over what you said on Facebook. And it's like, oh, my God. But they knew that setting us up in this type of society that we in would create that type of thing. Facebook wasn't like that at first. It was just at first it was something cute you do every now and sometime. Now people live on it, and they'll be mad as hell at you for something that you post on Facebook. And for me, the type of being that I am, I post according to what mood I'm in. So whatever mood I'm in, that's what you're going to see. You know what I'm saying? But I don't put my life on Facebook. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? That's raggedy as hell to me, because I don't get involved with it like that. It's cute. It's fun. I crack jokes. Don't share the wrong shit because I do crack jokes. You know what I'm saying? But I don't, other than truth, you're not going to see it. But in a society where they are using our emotions against us, they use that form of social media against us as well. That way they can keep up with your conversations on Facebook. They are recording everything that you say, every conversation that you're having. There's people in rooms that are going and looking at your conversation. That's how you get your ads. Your ads are based on what you are responding to and how you feeling.
Right.
That's how you get it. And when we do those little cute little tests, what will you be in your next life type shit, it's a psychological thing. They got psychologists on deck trying to figure out how you think. You know what I'm saying? So you come to my page and you'll be messed up because you won't be able to comprehend nothing. You won't. You'll think you'll get it. You'll be messed up, like, for real. Because I don't use that forum for that way, but I do acknowledge that a lot of people do. And that's sad because it's like something that's in front of you that has disconnected your ability to really connect with a person face-to-face. And then it has the same emotions, though, that you would have in a face-to-face connection. That's crazy. That's so much power that this damn forum has. And we don't look at it like that. We don't look at it as energy when, in fact, it is energy. Well, you could be in an argument with somebody on Facebook that you don't even know. Or like a sister, you know, shared on a page, which I thought was, it just shows the hearts of people where someone called one of her pictures, said she was ugly. And that really hurt her. You know what I mean? She was appalled at the fact that someone would do that. Like, why would you do that? You know, and I'm saying, damn, in my head, I'm like, yo, this is a wicked ass channel because it can give you a lethal dose of heartache and it's not even real. Whereas any other time, you wouldn't even be talking or communicating with this person. They're just an extra in your matrix because of this tool. And they're able to come to you and give you doses of heartache. You know, and then that's the way I look at it. Like, oh, my goodness. Whereas a person like me, you get tired of talking to me first by the time I finish running circles around your ass because I don't use it like that. If you real, then you real to me. If you're not real to me, you're not real to me. You're not even in my matrix. You're just like one of them little smiley faces they draw on the wall and shit. You know what I mean? And that's how I look. I have to because I will not get emotionally caught up in this because I know that they're using it as a tool. They're paying attention to everything that everybody says. There's a reason why you can't close it ever. All you got to do is even if you say you don't want it no more, just log back in and that mug just pop right open. Poop. But if you're sharing truth, you know what I'm saying, you'll get bumped out. They'll shut your shit down for showing something in their administration that's faulty or some truth that they don't want you to know. They will shut your page down. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they're operating. And this whole Jade Helm thing, it's been going on for a minute, but that's what they want to do, declare martial law, to get control over the population of people, to get you in a situation where you're on your knees. And I'm surprised, well, I'm not, but to hear Wells Fargo, it's usually Chase's name that gets thrown up. But to hear that Wells Fargo is going to be in, I mean, they used to be what was it, Wachovia? And then one of those big banks came through and eating up all the little banks, then it became this Wells Fargo boom. Everybody banking with Wells Fargo. You know what I'm saying? Wells Fargo is all over the map now. But they say to look out for it. It's going to happen probably on a Friday where there's going to be some proposed computer glitch problem, something going on with their system. But come Monday, you won't be able to access any of your funds. And if y'all remember last year, they did it to Greece. Remember it happened to Greece. We were all talking about the damn flag and shit. And Greece had, they couldn't get but $25 out a day. Even if they were billionaires, you were not getting it. Then they froze their whole account up, wouldn't give them shit. That's the same thing they plan on doing. to the U.S.
Wow.
And you're just living your life, and then on Friday you hear about some technical difficulty, and on Monday everybody in this mug broke. And then a little while after that, everybody in here account is now in the negative for millions, if not billions of dollars to cover the $1 trillion deficit that's on this place. They're going to spread the debt amongst everybody. Because for all these years, y'all thought y'all been paying for something, and ain't nobody had money unless you got silver and gold. All you have been doing is adding to the national debt. So when they actually declare it martial law, you are a slave again. Not just that, but for generations, because how are you going to come up with it? Now you have nothing to barter and trade or sell, nothing that another country wants from you. So how are you going to clear this debt that they just mysteriously put on you that you had no idea was even coming your way? How are you and your children going to clear this debt?
Right.
They're going to dump on everybody's heads, and that's what I'm talking about. It's about knowing what to do in the midst of them doing things. You got to know why they're making these moves, and you need to know where they are. And that document said they'll change it as many times as they have to. But the whole thing is they're getting prepared for what they are considering to be a civil war. They want it to be a war. If it can't be a race war, then it's going to be something else that they're going to use so that the people can attack one another, and they can bring in this whole police state. That's what you have to watch out for. You know, if they can't pull that off, then it's going to be some type of major event like we just saw in Brussels, and like we had at the Atlanta airport. They had the suspicious package scare. That was on the same day. So you got two events at two, you know what I'm saying, travel places. Those are the things you have to watch out for. If you're on public transportation, you're going to need to be tuned in because you don't need to be on it that day. You know what I mean? You don't need to be at the airport trying to fly that day like Mutombo was. You know, he was there when that shit went down. So this is what I'm talking about. And then the Jay Helm is just one of the things. They're giving us so much stuff, though, to make their job easy. Like, I was just forwarded this article about a new drug called Spice. It's synthetic marijuana, and then they putting it out on the street. And then they're saying they're expecting dozens of people to be calling because a lot of people have already overdosed and died from it. You know, and they say that they make you act zombie-like.
Wow.
It's like, oh, my goodness. You know what I'm saying? What kind of – but these are the things that you have to watch out for. Because the goal is to depopulate and take control over the rest of the people that are here. They don't want independent thinkers. They don't want you if you don't like what they're doing. They don't want any of that. If you got a brain of your own, they don't want you either. They only want the systematic robots that'll be like, okay, I'll do whatever it is you say do. Just let me live. Those are the ones they want. They have everybody broken down into groups. Red list, blue list, and yellow list. Red list are the people that are warning you of what's going on. If anybody is around, 347-850-1049. Y'all have 90 seconds to call in if you want to hear the remainder of the show. Oops. I'm telling you that. Googleicious. Had to come back and check. Like, hold up. I forgot what the hell I was saying. Ha! Took that shit
red
right
list,
out.
Blue list.
And yellow list. The red list people are the people that are allowing you to see what's going on behind the scenes. The people that are sharing information with you about their plans, about what they have been doing, what they are going to do. You know, the real stuff that's going on behind the scenes. You'll be red listed. Those who are telling you, you know what I'm saying, what your real nationality is, those that are telling you the real truth about the U.S. Corporation, those people that are really speaking to you about the truth and getting you out of that zombie state are red listed. Blue list people will be the people that are listening to it. So if you are Googling YouTube and certain information about what's going on, whether it be pole shifts, asteroids, Nibiru, extraterrestrials, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing any of those things, then they're going to blue list you. Blue list people are, can you hear me?
Jasmine.
Is that better? I don't know if you can hear me. I was told that my mic was breaking up. But if you're doing any of those things, then they're going to blue list you. If you are one who, because they think that blue list is, and blue list, let me explain the differences afterwards. Yellow list are the ones who are docile. You don't care what's going on. You still doing what you're doing from your 9 to 5. And every day is just like another day at the movie theater. So you're not a threat, you know what I'm saying, on the yellow list. The blue list ones will be asked what they're going to do. You know, and after observation, if they're seen to still be a threat, they'll be eliminated. And the red list ones are going to be eliminated. Yellow list ones will be captured. And those will be the slaves that will be working in the factories, the fields, or whatever the hell that is. You know what I'm saying? So those three lists are what they have been working all this time to get people's names on. So some people just won't care. They'll just, as long as they can have they potato and they slice of bread every night, they'll go on a yellow list. You have some people that, you know what I'm saying, they might be with it in the beginning and say, man, nah, I ain't with it. You know, and then you got the red list ones that they just ain't with that, period. That's all it is. You ain't putting me in no slave ship. I ain't with it. And that's just how that is. So there's a huge breakdown of it. And with them saying that there's an activation of the FEMA camps. Now, there was a talk about people being missing from Atlanta, homeless people, that people knew, like, personally, and they just were disappearing. I was told that they were rounding those people up. And I think even Bobby Hemmick covered a story where he was saying that, you know, a lot of the people that were looking to be homeless in these major cities are not really that, because if they see that you are homeless, they load you onto a van and take you out the city. And you go to these residential camps. But once you're in these residential camps, you can't get out. There is no one phone call that you're going to make to somebody. There's none of that stuff. You know, and if you are homeless, you know, or outside of their rules or their laws, if you're a homeschooler, you're a terrorist. You know what I'm saying? If you're self-employed, you're a terrorist. If you're not a Christian, you're a terrorist. You know, everything, if you don't want to vote, you're a terrorist. If you do want to vote, you're a terrorist. Everything, they're using everything to make us the enemy. Everything that you can think about, something that you do makes your name have to go on that list anyway. Because this is what they're going to need, but the roundup hasn't happened yet. And that's what they're looking to make something happen for, so they can do the large roundups and kick your doors in and there's nothing you can do, you know, and that's what they're preparing for. And there are some people in the military that are aware. They even have something called the, I think this military group is called the Oath Keepers. And the Oath Keepers are aware. They came out with Jade Helms in July, official document saying, and they had the recording talking about how when they found out what was really going on, because in their training they were never told that, you know, they were going to have to go kick people's doors in. But when they found out that the whole J. Helm training was to have them go and kick people's doors in and snatch them and their children and shit out the house, they got upset about it because they understood that they may be kicking in their friends and family's doors. Like, they have friends that are located all across this continent. So if you in California and you live there, but you stationed somewhere over here in Florida now, and your friend, your best friend and her mama and them live in Florida, you don't want to have to go kick your best friend mama door down. But that's how they're doing it. So they had come up with this group called the Oath Keepers, and they said that they're going to if they were given that order, that they're going to say that that order is faulty and it shouldn't be given. And something in regard is some shit you say that makes it be that they're not going to do it. They don't want to participate. And it's astounding to know that people are being trained and being lied to about what they're being trained for. You know, meaning the Army, they don't care about you. They don't care. They use everybody against each other. They don't care about you. You're expendable to them. And you may love your country and love what you do. They don't give a damn about you or your family. And while you flying that jet for them, they can have your whole family on the ground outside. And you have no knowledge of it even going on. And that's what they were talking about. So these are the things that they're preparing for, you know, along with the other natural disasters now that are happening all over the planet. Some of them are man-made, some are not. You know, they may just miss hitting one of them meteorites that hit the planet. They may miss shooting it down and just let it fall. And then what? Mm. You know, I saw a lady who was, I think it was Japanese video, was talking about the fact that they got coffins over there where they are, too. She was naming all the places in the U.S. that has the military vehicles, and then this was on one of their news stations. You know what I mean? Our news stations aren't reporting this, but this was on their news station talking about they named Michigan, they named Washington, they named a whole bunch of states over here where large amounts of military vehicles and that freeze-dried food shit had been ordered and coffins. Now, why is another country telling their people on the news what we have going on over here if it's not real?
Right.
If it's not real, they're not. Your news isn't telling you over here. But these people have compiled the evidence that we have been sharing, those of us who, you know what I'm saying, stay in tune. And yo, these people aren't playing with their, you think that they are doing this because they have nothing else to do?
Right.
They're not playing at all. And they don't have a whole lot of time because according to the shift that's happening, you know, universally, they have to get on board real quick. It's the sun cycle coming in. So there are some things that they're trying to beat the clock for.
Mm-hmm.
So in being safe, you know, a lot of us have children. We have elders in our lives. You know what I'm saying? We want everybody to be safe. The only way to be safe is to know. You have to know what's going on. You got to know what's moving. They already got zombies. Stop waiting on that movie to come out and all y'all McDonald eaters start biting the shit out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't have to wait on that. They've already shown it to you. They showed it to you in Miami. They showed it to you in a couple other places, too. I don't care what they blamed it on. They're showing you that that's already there. They had the military swarm that man. There were no police officers, and then they had to call somebody in. They had the military on him, so they knew he got out. It's Raccoon City in every damn city. For all y'all Resident Evil watchers, y'all know what it is. They are telling you what they're going to do. They're releasing diseases and viruses and all kind of shit all the time, in the air, in the water, in the food. You know, and when you go to them for help, they're going to definitely give you something to help you not come to them no more for help. So, yeah, it's a whole military operation. They want to lock the place down. And like I said, the whole goal was to get the U.S. locked down in 6 hours or less.
Cool.
Yeah. And we were told that we would know when they had that ability when you see FEMA in every single state. And I watched them come up one at a time, one at a time, one at a time.
Cool.
I remember when it was in 40 states, because I've been watching. Now they're in every single state, and you know how they do it. They'll come, like for Katrina, say they're there to help people, lie, you know what I'm saying? And then they never leave. The whole shit is over with. Why are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
FEMA never leaves when they come somewhere. They come and they stay, and that's how you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Oof. It's been going on for a minute, though, them preparing. And they're going to use the school systems, too. Because the parents already don't know if you have a child in the public school system, why that child is in that public school system, they are no longer under your authority. That school system has custody of your child until that child makes it home. Yep, that's what he said to me, the investigator. Custody. Said the parents don't even know. He said, and it happened when they switched it, where you can't just walk in and wave at the people in the front office. You got to go to the front office and sign in and then let them know you coming. Whereas it wasn't always that way. But at that point where the change came, that's when the change came. And we still don't know. We still think that it's cool. And that explains why when there's all these drills going on where your children are being locked in the rooms and shit, you know what I'm saying, and all this other wicked stuff, if we ever wanted to go and get our babies out of these buildings, we wouldn't be able to, because they're not in our custody. Custody, they're in state custody for the hours that they're in school. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing as being wards of the state. And they've done it without our knowledge of it, and they still moving stuff without our knowledge of it. You got people fighting because they want to feed their children what they want to feed them for lunch, and they're going to mm-hmm. go in your child's bag and see whether or not they think that's a balanced lunch. And if not, they're going to throw that stuff away. And you mm-hmm. as a parent going to be in trouble, though, for sending them there with that. Like, what are you talking about? You know, you're going to give my child y'all poison food regardless. Yeah, they're going to start vaccinating the children. They're going to be doing a lot of things to the children. And if you can spray vaccines on babies, come on, man. It wouldn't be hard for them to do anything to a school full of children. It would not be hard. Mm-hmm. So these are the things that we need to be looking out for. How will we handle it? How would you handle mm-hmm. it if you knew that on Friday – you know, what would you do if you knew before that Friday came that this banking system was going to shut down? What would you do prior to that Friday? And then when Friday comes, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Those are the things that you need to be thinking on the lines of, so at least you'll have some idea of how to handle it when it happens, not if, when. One of the markers that they gave is when it happened to another country. It happened to Greece already. It's only a matter of time. Everybody is mm-hmm. mad. They want their gold back.
Mm-hmm.
They want their gold. And the U.S. saying, what gold? What gold are you talking about? We can give you some more money. They're like, I don't want that money. The money don't have no value. It's too much. Y'all keep printing it every damn day. It ain't worth nothing. It's paper now. It's not even backed by gold. Give me my gold back. What gold? Well, I'll let you come over here mm-hmm. and open up a business for free in one of these low-income neighborhoods, and you can get some money from them, get some dollars, some fiat from them. Yeah, that's what's going on, but it's coming to a head now. So we want to be safe in it. We don't want to be – there needs to be a plan. Just go on a hypothetical. Y'all, everybody needs to be going over plans. Earthquake, you know what I'm saying? Volcano, tornado, hurricane. Right. You need to be going over every plan. If this happened, then what will we do? Just so that you can know. And if it never happens, then you don't lose anything. But if it does happen, you and your family know what to do. If you have fiat and that's all you have, you are broke.
Right.
If you have fiat, you still don't have any money. If
right.
you have
and
fiat
me...
and that's... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me interrupt you there. As you're talking, I'm flipping through my phone, right? Because I know Google is recording. So, I shit you not. Right here it says, don't wait for the collapse of the dollar because it will be too late. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about precious metals. Now, I haven't said anything about it. Now, have I? You were talking about it, correct?
Absolutely.
So, as I click to the next page, it's right here in front of me, and it just happens just that quick, and it happens just that quick. But go ahead. I just wanted Radio Land to know they are listening, period.
Yes, they are. And if you have that and that's all you have, you don't have any money. I don't give a damn if it's $20 billion next to that fiat. You are still broke, and you're still a slave because they ain't gave you enough to find out the way out. You have to have something other than that, because if they crash it, if it goes in on a Friday and you can't get that shit out on a Monday and you don't have anything else, how are you going to feed your family? You can't go to the gas station now and use your card because it doesn't work. You can't use cash because it doesn't work. How are you going to get anything out of that gas station? You need to get the hell out of town now because you see that these folks coming because all hell done broke loose in the neighborhood that you live in. You need to get somewhere. You don't have no gas. You can't move. What you going to do? What if you need to get a flight somewhere? Because you just were told that the whole North American continent is about to slide off the damn continental shelf type shit. What are you going to do? or the North American plate, whatever it is. I want to be right. What you going to do, though? How you going to get out?
Mm-hmm.
You going to go to Delta and tell them to please just let you and your babies on, or you and your family on? No. All I got a whole bunch of fiat. They're going to say, we don't care what you got. Fiat is no longer used. It crashed. It's over with. You know what I'm saying? You can hang it up for wallpaper now because it's worth nothing. What are you going to do? Go down with the ship.
Mm.
Unless you prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those who are interested, and we hadn't done a show on that yet, but there is a channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I do have a channel where you can exchange currency if you're interested in currency exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend exchanging currency because, you know what I'm saying, it's always good to have another form of movement. Because what will you be stuck? You won't be able to do anything. And that's what I'm working to not have happen on my side of town. Because the only money is gold and silver. That's the only money. I ain't talking about y'all necklaces and shit. There's value in it. I'm talking about currency grade, gold and silver. If you don't have it, you're wasting your life. If you're not trying to get it, you're wasting your life. You might as well just walk outside and say, take me now to them, to the little camp. Go and take me now. I want my space early. You know what I'm saying? Save me the trouble. Otherwise, what are you doing? You're wasting your own time. All these greats that have come here, y'all better watch the movement. Y'all better watch what they're doing. You know what I mean? They're not playing. They're making preparations.
Right.
We're the only ones that don't prepare. So this ain't the time, though, to not prepare, not when they're trying to get it down to 500 million. You need to know where you stand in that. So it's still active, y'all. J-Helm 16 now instead of 15. So everything she spoke about, the eagle eye, y'all, everything we're doing, we're being watched. When y'all see the helicopter, it's like, oh, look, a helicopter. As soon as you look up, they're taking your picture. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Just for you to know. You know what I mean? Everything you see in the sky that's real cute, you want to look, wait till it gets behind the tree. Then look. Or you get behind the tree and look. You know what I'm saying? You don't just look up. They showing you not to do that. But, you know, I'm just me. They got drones. They got everything happening now. All they need is the timing to be right.
Cool.
Everything is already in place. All they need is the timing. Even the makeshift mortuaries that the brother was told to make, the guy was told to fix up, you know what I'm saying, that had them done by 2008 or 9, he's finished with those. You know, and Bush had him to do that. See, what y'all are looking at is a continuation of the same plan. Y'all thought it was okay, though, because you had Obama in office. But y'all missed the fact that he's the one that signed the indefinite detention order in 2011, the SR-125, which means that they can lock you up right now and they ain't got to ask you shit. They don't owe you nothing. They can just think you finna do something and take you out. He the one that signed it over. The same year that he signed away the ability to see what it was that they were looking at, they said that was so close, it was right across the street from us. That huge thing four times the size of Earth. Shut down the observatory so you can't use the telescopes yourself anymore. You can't gain access to those things now. You know, the same one that's doing a whole lot of stuff that y'all not watching. But at the same time, he signed the rights of indigenous people. He did sign that. Y'all need to get that. It's the reason why he did that. It's the reason why he acknowledged the first Moroccan country that accepted his he acknowledged that Morocco being first. This is our Morocco. You're already in it. Not the one they tell you about. This is our Morocco or Americas as it used to be. So the Moors are the ones that accepted him, and that's what he's saying. Yeah, so they mad at them not by what they're saying. They're not going to tell you why they're really upset. But, you know, that's something that it hadn't been done in so many years, the Rights of Indigenous People Act, or right thing being signed. But your president this time has done that. So it's free for everybody to nationalize. It's not an issue with you going out and claiming the land through your natural birthright. It's just a matter of you knowing that that's what you should be doing. That's the change that's going to come. Other than that, everybody's still slaves. A slave cannot complain to his slave master about the maltreatment that he's receiving. That's written in all y'all statutes, all the rules y'all go by using these documents and accepting their way of doing things. Those are your statutes. You can't fuss at the slave owner. He'll take your ass to court. You're going to lose. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. You can't ever come out on top in a big situation that matters, like death. That's how they're able to kill people and keep moving. They don't get time. They don't get any of that. Because there is no justice for you if you're black. There is no justice for you if you're African American. There is no justice for you if you're a slave, if you're a Negro. Or if you're a minority, that you just stepped outside of all things that would protect you otherwise if you were going according to your original birthright. You gave up your birthright for statutory law.
That's awesome. That's an awesome thing that we really need to focus on, and people don't really want to take into account that a lot of people are afraid of it. And talking about, you know, nationalized it, I don't want to do that. I want to stick to, you know, the status quo. And you have every right to do that if that's what you want to do. Stay sheeple, people, okay? That's what you want to do, do that. But I wanted to read you something else here that maybe I can put a thought or you guys can think about it. It says November 16, 2014, your bank account, November 16, 2014, the G20 nations declared your bank account to not be money. Therefore, your FDI insurance is invalid and your bank account, when seized, will go to pay the derivative debt. Okay? Dates are impossible to predict, and anyone who does so is engaged in a fool's errand. However, there is a timeline that is emerging that we might all want to pay attention to, and it's called the Great Eight. Number one, the collapse of the Greek economy and government. Number two, the collapse of Spain. Number three, the collapse of Italy. Number four, the collapse of Ireland. Number five, by this time, the American economy is reeling. Shortages begin to appear in the United States. Civil unrest grows. Restriction on bank withdrawals begin to appear. The government will more than likely outlaw the selling of gold to private parties as they want to lock you into their system and cut off all avenues of escape. Number six, the bankers will make sure their move on all American assets when the European Central Bank begins to buckle. And number seven, there will be a false flag in order to justify the implementation of martial law and the theft of nearly everything you own. That is why the Syrians are here. Number eight, dissenters will be quarantined or work in FEMA camps. So that is a timeline that you guys can pay attention to. And it all leads back onto what you need to do, what you need to pay attention to, and how you need to proceed moving forward from this conversation on this radio show.
And they've already started. It has already started. Because Spain, Greece was the first thing on there. So they said they want to make it be that you can't even get gold. You know what I mean? They want to lock everybody down. And the restrictions on the banking, you know, they already started that. If you take out more than $5,000 at a time from the bank, they call the police on you.
Wow.
They arrest you. and you have to go and answer questions about why you taking out so much from the bank. Mm. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that they just had to notify the FBI if you took out more than $5,000 at a time. They just silently notify the FBI. But now, if you take out more than $5,000, they're calling the cops on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's some interesting stuff about your own money now, about your own fiat.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't call them on
wow.
you when you put more than $5,000 in there, but they're going to call them on your ass when you go to try to take it out. Think you finna go buy you a nice piece of jewelry or a Rolex. You're going to roll your ass on down 911. That's how they doing it. So those things are happening. It's like, and I think we need to look into them. I'm about to look into all these places you just named so I can see what's popping, because I see that one happening. I see that
exactly.
one happening. And Wells Fargo
exactly.
did it for that rapper in Atlanta. He
yeah.
went in with Drew Money, and they locked that ass up, had him on the ground in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Withdrawing his
mm-hmm.
own money. They
right.
stealing. He's stealing from the bank. He fits the description, huh? He was
How you fit
money,
a description
how?
And he withdrew from an account? That's crazy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the lie that you told. That's the lie that you all used. And it's funny, and not only that, with the grade 8, it says that the minimum amount of stored food that you all need to have is 2 years. You need to have water, guns, and ammunition, and a form of protective alliances with your neighbors.
Right.
So this was written in November 2015, guys. So this is kind of fairly recent. So it's a lot that we need to be paying attention to. Food
mm-hmm.
storage at least 2 years, at
mm-hmm.
minimum 2 years.
And most people know most people in cities don't have enough space to store two years worth of food.
Mm-hmm.
Like people in New York that live in apartments and high rises and all that stuff, they can't keep 2 years worth of food stored.
Right.
So there has to be some type of system that is put up. You got to figure out what is going to be done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To counteract some of these things. And why are they having you store food? What is getting ready to happen? And if you
mm-hmm.
think you got food and somebody down the street doesn't have food, how long you think you're going to have food?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of things that need to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
Whole lot of things that need to be considered. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. That was what's up. I think I'm going to go on and we're going to bring some more information because I'm about to get into it right to the now. You know what I mean? And just go, it's Friday. I ain't got nothing to do but research because I want to find out now how far we are in the scheme of things. But I know enough to know that when other countries are telling
mm-hmm.
their people what is going on in another country, the people of the country they talking about really need to be paying attention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're not going to waste their news time. And they don't do that. They don't lie to their people like the U.S.
Yeah.
does.
Right.
So they're not going to waste their time with it. So they're talking
mm-hmm.
about us, y'all. They're talking about the fact that we got caskets all over everywhere. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And the fact that the military is off the chain and the police got military vehicles too now. For all y'all who think
mm-hmm.
that it's going to be easy in your zone
mm-hmm.
sevens and shit, it ain't going to be easy. You
mm-hmm.
know, because these people have been spending years equipping. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, that's the show
mm-hmm.
for tonight, y'all. You know what I mean? We got 1 minute left before this thing kick us up out of here. But tomorrow is Return of the Starseed. So I guess I'll be hearing from everybody. Check us out. It's between 9 or 10. I'll let everybody know ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? Might do 9, but Saturday is kind of hard. We'll see. Either 9 or 10, Return of the Starseed.
Cool beans.
All right. Thank you for, you know, and for coming with information because, you know, I'll never know what I'm talking about. But I appreciate it. We finna damn sure find out some new stuff now.
Right.
All right, thank you to everybody that tuned in. I will get with y'all on tomorrow.
All
Peace
right.
out.
Okay.
Hotel.
Check it. I swear to God, it's Gary Nickel, what I never been. And if you think I'm heaven sick, you got me hella bent. I parked that truck up on that nigga like a elephant. My Desert Eagle, get it poppin', boy, I'm arrogant. I do not care about no feelings, no. I just want nigga wake up, no. I do not fit in they club, no. I ain't the truth in they door, hey. I do not care about no feelings. I just want nigga wake up. Hey, I do not fit in they clothes. Hey, I ain't the truth in they dope. Hey, get on your knees. I want the bacon. What did you think? What was you guessing? I'm raising hell, fire from heaven. You just a beast. I am the Kraken. I made the weight based off the chart. Boy, I go dumb, but I stay talking smart. But you not puffing, so lay off the charts. Soldiers in black, they about to march. Smash. Incredible hope. I'ma keep eating, I'm never gon' choke. Y'all bite the art like you scattered the Pope. I don't trust the path of the rebel, the Pope. Walking with them black and they yellow and gold. We got to your blast and I'm letting them know. Bulletproof glass, I ain't never been broke. Stick with the jacket, no letterman, no. I swear to God, a scary nigga, what I never been. And if you think I'm heaven sick, you got me hella bent. I park that truck up on that nigga like a elephant. My Desert Eagle, get it poppin', boy, I'm arrogant. And I do not care about no feelings, no. I just want nigga wake up, no. I do not fit in they club, no. I ain't the truth in they door, no. I do not care about no feelings, no. I just want nigga wake up, no. I do not fit in they club, no. I ain't the truth in they door, no. These nigga rapping to get in the dope. I'm only rapping to get in the dope. I open it up like machetes and throw me on top on the ground like a heavenly flow. I hear the hill on no Beverly, so like a ruffle of castles, everything goes. Boy, I said everything goes, so if you ain't open, you better be close. Riding in the ships with the lights, ain't no wheels on it. They say I'm a trip, they was right, cause I'm still going. I ain't coming back, not today, I'm too far ahead. Team full of bodies with the weeds, we want all the bread. I swear to God, a scary nigga, what I never been. And if you think I'm heaven sick, you got me hella bent. I park that truck up on that nigga like a elephant. My Desert Eagle, get it poppin', boy, I'm arrogant. I do not care about no feelings, no. I just want nigga wake up, no. I do not fit in they club, no. I ain't the truth in they door, no. I do not care about no feelings, no. I just want nigga wake up.